BBC Television presents Tony Hancock in...
Hancock's Half Hour.
Stone me, this is hopeless.
What's the matter with you?
I don't know, I think I've got a cold coming.
Oh, blimey, do you have to make all that noise?
I can't help it, I'm ill. I don't just enjoy sitting here coughing me ribs up. Any sympathy with the afflicted?
What's the matter? You got a cold? You want sympathy? Everybody gets colds.
Not like I get them.
Oh, of course they do.
No, they don't. Samples, that's all they get. Me, I get the full output of the entire germ kingdom. Millions of them, all those big indestructible ones, flags waving, on the march, straight up me hooter. Yeah, it's a complete conquest, it is. All my resistance goes, scattered to the remote parts of me body. All my red corpuscles hiding away in corners, frightened to come out, and I don't blame them. I don't blame them with the sort of germs that I get. I get those big ones with the hairy legs and pointed teeth. Like you see in the kitchen sink adverts.
Well, don't imagine all that rubbish you keep taking helps any.
These are all tried and tested. These are the only things between me and the black Rolls Royce, mate.
Oh, do me a favour. None of that stuff can kill cold germs.
No, but they might wake my lads up a bit. Get them regrouped for a counterattack. If you'll excuse me, it's time I submerged again.
Me back.
Oh. Stayed under too long there. Had to take a snorkel down next time. Very nasty moment. The fumes got me.
Well, it serves you right. What do you want to tell you? Why don't you chuck this stuff out of the window? It's none of it's any good. Look at it. Coughed up cold capsules. With a K. Take 20 tablets every half an hour. An extra 20 before meals. And a box full before going to bed. Warning. It is dangerous to exceed the stated dose.
Good job you reminded me. Can't add a couple of hundred, will you? I'm a few hours behind.
You can't take any more of these. You sound like a pair of maracas.
They're doing me good. They clear me bloodstream and lubricate me bronchial tubes so as to prepare the way for half a glass of that.
Dr. Harvey McConnell's lung syrup. Sounds like a load of old jollop.
Old jollop? It's world famous, this is. My old grandmother used to swear by Dr. Harvey McConnell's lung syrup. Had a bottle a day every day of her life. She couldn't give it up in the end. It's got morphine in it.
What does it do?
It paralyzes the nerve so that you can't taste this stuff.
This are Irene McTavish's cold coal and flu elixir.
Well, that works in conjunction with these, which helps to augment half a dozen of these, which clears the way for these to have a bash, which strengthens the action of these, which sets things up for this to make the final kill, and if you've still got a cold, then... there.
Take 2 aspirins and a glass of milk. Oh, blimey, you hypochondriacs. You're so gullible. You've only got to stick something in a blue bottle, bung some cotton wool in it, and you've got to have it. They're all to be banned from human consumption. None of it's any good.
Of course it is. It's all been hospital tested. I've seen them on television in the adverts. Miracles worked every night. The diagram of the sore throat. The tonsils throbbing away there. Arrows pointing towards them. White circles coming out of them. Dying, 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 dying. The cough sweep goes down. All the good arrows come piling out, knocking the bad arrows for 6. The white circles get smaller and smaller and it's all gone. Your cough's gone. Your broken hair's standing up on end. Your head stops pounding, you start handing the chocolates round at the dance. playing tennis, going shopping. Oh, it's marvellous. I'll be up and about again in next to no time. Rub my chest with some of that, will you?
I'm not sticking my fingers in that, mate. You rub your own chest.
Yeah, callous. How can you be so offhand in the presence of sickness? I'm an invalid. I require attention. You should nurse me.
Oh, hang on a minute. I'll go light me lamp.
Oh,
very funny. What a drama. You got a cold. So what? What do you want me to do? Go in the morning, burn a couple of joss sticks? You got a cold. You'll get over it.
It's all right for you. You never get anything wrong with you. Six colds I've had this year and you haven't had a thing. Not a sniffle. It's not fair. I object. Why couldn't we have had three each?
Oh, no. I've had enough of this. I'm going out.
Go on, go out. Leave me. Go on, leave me here to suffer alone. Probably won't be here tomorrow morning. Lying on the floor, rigid. Flatten me back with my legs sticking up in the air. And your tongue hanging out. Go on, leave me. I don't mind.
Oh, I'm going, mate. I'm not hanging around here listening to you coughing and sneezing your way all around the house. Wheezing and sniffing all night long. I'm going to go mix with some nice, healthy people for a change.
You unfeeling brute. Wait till you're ill. See if you get any sympathy out of me.
You won't be coming to the dance, then?
Am I in a fit state to go to a dance? I'd be a sensation, wouldn't I? I can just imagine all the birds snuggling up, swooning with ecstasy at the intoxicating scent of the camphorated oil coming through me T-shirt. Have a bit of sense, Sid, please.
Well, have a nice time.
Dr. Wilbur's medicated lung balsam. ...1953, I think.
To keep coughing and sneezing.
How can I stop coughing? That thing is making me cough. That crop spray you got there. How can a man help coughing with great clouds of perfumed insect killer irritating his nasal linings?
It's hygienic.
It's horrible. Smells like a Peruvian doss house in here.
I'll stop spraying when you stop coughing.
I've told you, it's that stuff.
Well, it doesn't make me cough and it doesn't irritate my nose.
I'm not surprised at that thing. Nothing would irritate that. All the feeling was battered out of that years ago. That's not a nose anymore. There's no muscles in it, no valves, no mechanism. You've got no control over that whatsoever. It's just a straightforward head ventilator. The wind goes up one side, comes down the other, it's nothing to do with it. Now, this is a different proposition. This is a sensitive instrument. I can pick up evening in Paris at 25 yards of this.
This is protecting me against your germs. And as long as you keep polluting the atmosphere, I'm going to defend myself.
Well, defend yourself, yes. No need to go out and burn me bedclothes like you did this morning. I've got a cold, mate. It's not the Great Plague of London. When you don't go out and paint a yellow cross on the door. Hang a little bell down in there. Ding, ding, ding. Unclean, unclean. A plague. Take to the hills, take to the hills. Hancock's on the streets. Oh, I've got a headache with it now. I was only clearing my throat. You started me off again. Now that thing. Come here. Come here. If you bring another one of those things in this room, I'll murder you. Oh, go on then. Go on. Why not the rubber gloves and the white Wellingtons? Go on. Do it properly. Oh. And the cold make you feel miserable. Just get some more of those blackcurrant pastels. Oh, it makes you feel so depressed. Good head like a balloon, yeah. I wish I was dead.
Wait a minute.
What was that?
So do I.
Hello. Here it comes. My tonsils are coming up. I thought I'm in for the full lot this time. Strange, me legs haven't started going yet. Usually go before the tonsils, they switch round this time. No, there they go, they're off, yes. Yes, they're softening up. Yes, this is the crucial period. This is the crisis now. Either I shall slowly get better or I've had it. It'll be the shivers down the back tomorrow. Hot and cold waves every 5 seconds. Hello, the aches are setting in here. I'm going far. Oh, the dizzy spells, that was a nice. Well, that was nasty, that was. Quick, is that the ceiling?
No, it's the wall.
That's it, then. I've got it. Galloping flu. Get Mrs. Cravat round.
You're not having Mrs. Cravat in here with her voodoo cures, her and her sister, the witches of Salem?
Don't mock things you don't understand. She's had some marvellous results, that woman. Even the vicar had her in. Cured his arthritis in no time, she did. Sprig of mistletoe tied to his leg and an onion in his pocket. He was up those pulpit stairs 3 at a time. Now, you tell Mrs. Cravat to come in. Tell her to bring her herbs with her. Oh, me back's seizing up. I haven't got long to go. I don't think I'll see the night out. I'm going to bed.
No, it can't be, it can't be.
That's more like it. Had me worried there. 83.2, that's better.
Madame McCarthy is here.
Hello, Mrs. Cravat, you got here just in time. I'm a very sick man.
Don't worry, we'll soon have you up and about again. Now then, what's wrong with you?
I've got a very heavy cold. I'm afraid it might develop into something more serious. I've taken my temperature.
Look, I'm not interested in all things like that rubbish. Thermometers, medicine, no. Here. You put that in your mouth.
What is it?
It's a freshly cut twig from an old chestnut tree. It's one what hasn't borne any conkers for the past 3 seasons. If your blood's got the fever, the sap will rise.
And how can you tell if the sap is rising?
Watch that leaf. If that withers and dies, you'll follow it within the week.
Thank you very much.
Open. Oh, good. There's still a chance. I'm going to mix you a potion to break the fever. Now then, let me see. Heavy cold? Yes, that's the boiled dock leaves and roots of the deadly nut. No, I'm wrong. That's measles. Now, you want the 4 ounces of olive roots, ounce of crushed pips from the aubergine, ounce of dried nettles, mixed with the juice from 3 handfuls of dandelion bulbs. The whole to be pounded on marble and boiled in brass. Oh, and have you got a nutmeg?
What for?
Me old man's rice pudding. Well, the shops were shut as I come past.
Don't mind about your old man's rice pudding. You concentrate on my cold. Get us a potion mixed up. Let me get it down me.
Well, you're not going to drink this. I'm going to place it in a bowl and you'll inhale it. And there's another thing, that bed's facing the wrong way round. The rays of the full moon won't get anywhere near you like that.
The rays of the full moon? What interest are they to me? I've got a cold. I'm not interested in sitting out in the garden baying all night.
The rays of the full moon are invaluable in the treatment of the ague. It's been handed down for generations. It's clearly writ in the almanac. The rays of the moon must pass all the bed if you don't want to die from a cold in the head.
Well, I can't quite see him doing this in Harley Street, but I'll have a go. I'm not having any cockerels strangled over my bedclothes.
Or little live toads sitting in a semicircle. I'm not having any of that. Let's get that quite straight.
Just what are you inferring? This isn't black magic. I'm not a witch, you know.
I'm not suggesting you are, Mrs. Cravat. The idea of you nipping about on a broomstick is quite ludicrous.
Look, all my family be doing this sort of thing for generations, with never a suggestion of unnatural practices.
I've no intention of accusing you of unnatural practices. Let's forget about the strangled cockerels and get on with the dried nettles.
Oh, all right, then. Mr. James?
Yeah?
I want his bed moved round.
Where do you want it?
Round like that. That's it. Now then, the protective barrier. Sweep a circle round and true. Stop this cold becoming flu.
Well, that's plain enough. That's the flu got rid of. I'm beginning to feel better already.
Yes, and don't you dare to step outside that circle that has been put there to protect you. Now, we've just got to get rid of that fever and you'll be ready to start mending. Are you ready?
Yes.
Do you believe in the power of nature to cure all ills?
Yes, yes.
Cold, cold. Go away, come again another day. Mr. Hancock wants to play in the meadows far away.
What are you doing?
I'm drawing it out. Can't you feel it leaving you? Can't you feel this fever being dragged out of you?
Yes, yes, it's getting better. It's going, I can feel it, yes.
Fever, fever, hear me shout. Ague, ague, come on out!
Oh, the relief, the relief! It's working, it's working. We shan't need the nettles after this.
Yes, it's coming out. There's not much of it left. Oh, my goodness.
Get out, you fraud! You're as bad as all the rest of them. You don't even believe it yourself.
Well, I don't want to catch your cold, do I?
You had me all worked up then. I thought I was getting better. You are a charlatan, madam. Go on, get out. Get out. Go on, up it. Take your crushed aubergine pips with you. Oh, I've got a relapse now. I'm worse than I was before.
Well, it's not my fault. I've done me best.
I'll have the law on you.
Don't you speak to me like that. I'm a respectable woman. I've had great success with other people. I've got testimonials, too. I can't help it if you're not in sympathy. Good morning. Oh, you might try a dead mango underneath your pillow.
I've only got a cold, the same as you have. See, Lloyd George is dead then. How long have you had yours then?
I beg your pardon.
Your cold, how long have you had it?
3 days.
Beginner. I've had mine a fortnight. Listen to this. Hear that? Can't get anything like that in 3 days. Took me a fortnight to get it like that. Let's hear yours. Come on, come on, come on. Don't be shy. There's nothing there, is there? You'll be back at work tomorrow. Your nose is too white. That's your trouble. It's when you get a throbber like that, that's when you've got to worry. Oh, I can definitely say I'm worse than you are. I think I ought to go in first.
You wait your turn. I've been here 3/4 of an hour.
Please, sir, if you want to take the risk.
What risk?
I think I've got Asian flu. I'm very infectious, you know. Oh, it spreads like wildfire. Once you come into contact with the germs, you're on your back for weeks. I'm told it's a much stronger germ than in last year's epidemic. It's not only Asian flu, of course. There's a touch of the African in there as well.
It's the strongest sort of germ altogether.
Next, please.
Thank you very much. Doctor, I'm in a terrible state. I've had this cold for a foot. I'll be with you in a minute. I don't think it's really worthwhile my stay in here, quite honestly. Oh, yes, but... just come and sit down there, would you, please? Now then, what seems to be the trouble? I've got a cold. Well, what do you expect me to do about it? Just tell me if you can't do anything about it, who can? I say, I'm surprised to see you in a state like this. After all, you, a doctor of all people. Physician, heal thyself. Not a very good advert, is it?
Sorry, I can't help it. I just don't seem to be able to throw it off.
Oh, good heavens, man. Have a few of these. Here we are. Look at this. There we are.
Oh, I haven't tried these. What are they like?
They're very good for temporary relief, you know.
Oh, yes. Very pleasant. Very pleasant. I've been using these.
Oh, no. These are no good. No, they tear your throat to ribbons, these do.
Oh, really?
Yes. You want to steer well clear of these. What else you been using?
Well, there's...
Yes, I've got those. I've got these. I haven't got those. I don't know how you can drink this stuff for a start. Got that one. That's no good. Hello, I haven't tried this one. What's this one? Is this any good? Dr. Fielding's Fast Flu Fighter.
Well, it hasn't done me any good. Do you mind if I have another of your sweets?
Oh, this is ridiculous. I don't pay 10 and 3 a week to come around and get you better. You must have something here. Let's have a look in the cupboard.
Now, come away from there.
You must have something here. I suppose you're saving it for your private patients, are you? I know your sort. You're another Harry Lyme.
Now, come away from that cupboard. There's nothing in there that's any good for a cold.
I'll have some of this. This'll do me.
But that's morphia.
Well, that'll do. It'll put me out of my misery.
It won't do your cold any good.
I know, but I won't care, will I? I'll have some of this. Give us a jab now. Don't you understand? I've got a cold.
And so have I.
Well, you have a shot as well.
Don't
then.
Be ridiculous.
I can't stand it. I've had this cold a fortnight.
I've had mine longer than that.
I demand you give me something for my cold.
If I had something, don't you think I'd be using it myself?
Let nobody just shout!
Well, come away from this cupboard, for goodness sake, and sit down there before I send for the police.
To report you to the BSA. Refusing to render assistance to a dying man.
Have a little sniff out of my bowl.
I've got my own bowl, thank you very much.
Sorry, then, there's nothing I can do for you, I'm afraid. We just have to let nature take its course, that's all. Now, if you don't mind, I'm afraid I've got a splitting headache. A very sore throat and my feet hurt.
So there's nothing further you can suggest?
Well, you could try Mrs. Cravat down the road.
I've tried her. She's hopeless.
Yes, she didn't do me very much good either. I've been carrying this raw onion about in my pocket for the last 3 days. Hasn't made the slightest bit of difference.
Did you have the moonbeams across the bed?
Oh, yes.
Drawing it out.
That's right. Yes.
Stone me, your life in their hands. In future, the only custom you'll get from me will be for cuts and bruises. Good day to you.
My dear. Might be helpful if I could taste it. Could be anything. What is it? Scrambled egg or custard? I don't know.
I might as well turn it in.
How'd you get on?
Hopeless. The doctor couldn't do anything. Mrs. Cravat couldn't do anything. Nobody could do anything. What a way to live. The age of the 60s. They can put a man on the moon, a rocket halfway around Venus, and still there are blokes down here who can't taste their scrambled egg. Not good enough. First things first, I say. Seems to me completely unfair. Is all this really necessary? Have you finished? You wouldn't like to run a Geiger counter over me or anything. I don't want to pollute society. I don't know why you bother. You never get colds anyway. I don't know how you do it. Oh, if I never get rid of this one, I'll never get another one. Tell me, Sid, how do you keep free of colds? What's the secret? What's the difference between you and I? I can't stand this any longer.
Dead simple, mate. I just keep myself fit. A fit body resists anything. Now, look at you. You can't go through life catching 6 colds every winter regular. Your body can't stand the strain. Get worse and worse every winter, till one day, the final sneeze. You blow yourself straight out of bed, right into a box.
box. No, not that.
Look, I'll tell you what I'll do with you. I'll put you on a keep fit course. You come out with me every morning for a week. Bit of boxing, bit of road work. I guarantee you get rid of that cold. You'll never get another one as long as you live.
I sprained my wrist, I can't bend my leg. My feet are covered in blisters, and I think I've broken my neck.
You're never satisfied. You're always stumbling, always moaning. You've never been healthier than you are now, boy.
That's the trouble. I felt much better when I was ill. Oh, I never knew when I was well off when I had cold. Lying in bed all day, all wrapped up in front of a great blazing fire. Oh, it was a nice, comfortable life. Look at me now. I'm a wreck of a man.
Oh, blimey, you're crackers. You don't want to start catching any more colds, do you?
I do. You can't teach an old dog new tricks. Everybody's got their own way of living, and mine is to be completely out of condition. I want me cold back, I want me cold back. I can't stand being healthy any longer, it's killing me. Come back, Jones, come on back. Come on, Jones, here you are. I'm over here, your old friend Hancock.
Shut that window, what's the matter with you? That's my cold, and I want it back. Come on, come on, give it up. Come on, let's have it. Down, come on. Good lad, come on, spread it around, let's all have a share. Don't be greedy. Got it! That's it! Goodbye! Everybody to bed! That's it! Everybody to bed! Here we go!
Oh, this is going to be a beauty this time! I'm beginning to feel better already, I really am! Oh, there's no doubt about it. As Confucius once said, if colds are inevitable, lie back and enjoy them!